Dear Editor, Translink to ditch 60-foot articulated buses for North Van 240 route. I do not see the planned changes in the new year as being a positive step on the 240 route. The longer, bendy buses, are being removed from this high-loading route and replaced with regular-length, non-air-conditioned, older buses. Previously the bendy buses were often full. A plan to have the regular buses all the time means more drivers will be required, plus increased emissions and fuel use from more buses on the road. The dedicated bus lane heading west onto Lionsgate Bridge needs to be extended, in rush hour at a minimum, at least all the way to Capilano Mall. Often, buses sit in single-occupancy car-blocked lanes inching along from Capilano Mall until the dedicated bus lane comes into effect. This route really needs 100% bendy buses, all with AC as the climate heats up, plus fewer stops as a semi-rapid bus route, to encourage transit use. Replacing the current mixed fleet with 100% regular older, non-AC buses, and no increase in transit priority lanes is a huge step backwards. The North Shore is being short-changed by these changes. Blaine Barden, North Vancouver. On Friday, TransLink issued the following statement in response. To make customer experience more consistent, TransLink is now only using 40-foot buses on Route 240. Since the latest service changes, which started on January 1, customers on this route now have more frequent bus service to offset the change in vehicle capacity. We will continue to monitor the 240 for overcrowding and make service adjustments accordingly. The switch from articulated to standard 40-foot buses on Route 240 does not result in more emissions or the need for more operators. The standard buses were already in use on other routes in the region and have been redeployed for more efficient service and to keep up with customer demand. TransLink supports bus-only lanes and we work closely with all municipalities to implement bus priority measures wherever possible. In November 2023, we announced three new rapid transit corridors for Metro Vancouver, which include a new route from Metrotown to the North Shore. Marine Drive is currently served by the R2 Rapid Bus. This corridor is a priority in the Mayor's Council's 10-year access for everyone plan for upgraded transit. TransLink is also advancing rapid transit planning in this area through the Burrard Inlet Rapid Transit Study. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.